Chapter 2. Detective Dan needed to interview all the suspects. He went to question the cleaner. He wrote the answers in his notebook. The cleaner was a quiet, old man with white hair and a beard. He wore a green uniform. "Where were you at 7 a.m.?" said Dan.
"I was cleaning the gallery," said the cleaner.
"Did you see the statue?" said Dan.
"Yes," said the cleaner. "I saw the statue."
"Did you see anyone else?" said Dan.
"No," said the cleaner. "I did not see anyone else."
Dan wrote in his notebook. The statue was still there at 7 a.m. After the cleaner, Dan interviewed the night security guard. The guard was a black woman with curly hair. She had a loud laugh. "Did you see the statue?" said Dan.
"Yes," said the guard. "I saw the statue at 7:15 a.m. and I talked to the cleaner. Then I went home."
Dan wrote in his notebook. The statue was still there at 7:15 a.m. The cleaner did not see anyone else. The guard talked to the cleaner.
"That's strange," said Dan. "That can't be true. Someone lied."
After the guard, Dan interviewed the waiter. The waiter was a young Italian man with short black hair. He worked in the cafe. He made coffee and cakes. The cafe was opposite the statue's gallery.
"Did you see the statue?" said Dan.
"And no," said the waiter.
"Why not?" said Dan.
"I was too busy," said the waiter. "I have a lot to do today."
"When did you get here?" Dan asked.
"I arrived at 7:30 a.m., said the waiter. "I need to start the coffee machine at 7:30 a.m. so that it's ready at 8 a.m. It takes half an hour to work."
"Did you do anything else?" said Dan.
"Yes," said the waiter. "I got the guard some cake."
Dan frowned. He looked at his notes. The guard went home at 7:15 a.m. The waiter got the guard some cake at 7:30 a.m.
"That's strange," said Dan. "That can't be true. Someone lied."
After the waiter, Dan interviewed the ticket seller. The ticket seller was a young Asian woman. She had dark hair and wore a grey suit.
"Did you see the statue?" said Dan.
"Yes," said the ticket seller. "I saw it with the waiter when I got a coffee at the cafe."
"What time did this happen?" said Dan.
"It was 7:45 a.m.
she said.
Dan looked at his notes and frowned. The waiter did not see the statue. The ticket seller saw the statue with the waiter. The coffee machine was not ready until 8 a.m. The ticket seller got coffee at 7:45 a.m.
"That's strange," said Dan.
"Someone is lying again." After the interviews, Dan went to see Jean. She was in her office. Her office was on the other side of the museum. She did not see him come in. She was surprised.
"Did you solve the crime?" she said.
"No," said Dan. "I only know the time it happened."
"How do you know that?" said Jean.
"I interviewed the suspects," said Dan. The cleaner saw the statue at 7 a.m. The guard saw the statue at 7:15 a.m. The waiter did not see the statue, but the ticket seller saw the statue at 7:45 a.m. The statue was gone at 8 a.m., so someone took it between 7:45 a.m. and 8 a.m.
"Well done," said Jean. "You are a good detective."
"Maybe," said Dan, "but I do not know who took it."
"How will you find the truth?" said Jean.
"I will go back to the scene of the crime," said Dan. "I will look for clues."